consolidated the two with Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. We always read the Parsha of Ben Sayyid Ramayra in the month of El. And I thought to myself, why is that? Because Chazal tells us, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Fayin Aleph, that the Ben Sayyid Ramayra practically, Hoya of Le'ofzidliya, it never was, never will be. Why was it given? Dresh v'kabel schar. Just give a schar of being Abel Bateira. And I thought Pshat is that in the parsha of the Torah Meir, there's a gewaldige heroes in how to raise children, and in a person's own hanhoga. And therefore, if a person darshins properly, ba'amkus, he understands what Ben Torah Meir is all about, then there's drosh v'kabel schar. Al derech, it says later in this week's parsha, the pasuk says, connected Rosh Hashanah, ki sivne bayis chodosh. As everyone will realize, it's Gimatria 1211, it's only Gimatria of today, which is Gimatria Pshat Remez Drash and Sot. In other words, when you build a new home, Rosh Hashanah, you're looking in El, you have to look in Amkus, in all levels of Pardis, right? In other words, especially when we deal with Chinuch, and I don't want to get involved in politics or whatever, but everyone's talking about a major crisis in the world, their kids off the rails, they're kidnapped, glitched into coal. I can't even begin to tell you what I see every day, right? So very often people find simplistic, one-size-fits-all solutions. Each of them could be right. This with all the answers is technology, which is a person who gives their kids a mobile, whatever, open phones, is like true. This one blames Sheitlach, this one, everyone finds different reasons, which is the source of, at the end of the day, every case has its own pathology, trust me. There's different, whatever. But there's the Yisuid, which is relevant to us. And if a person is Deirish properly, is Deirish for Kabel Schar, you'll get a Schar of Chinuch. What's a Schar? First of all, in Ilam Haba. Right? There's a famous word of Tzadikim. Right? But Shlom HaMelech, the Chacham Bikul Odom says, Kol HaShetim Tziyot Cholat V'Chasei, Ki Ein Maisa V'Cheshvin V'Das V'Chachma B'Sha'oil HaShem Helik Shama. After 120 years, there's no, you're finished, you're B'Meis V'Chavshi, and then you got to rely on Bro Mezaka Avua. As the Sofer famously says, V'Nosati L'Chom HaHalchim Ben Oimdim Ha'ela, that you're amongst people who are Oim B'Chin As Oimid, but if you're Zeuchat, to Bro Mezaka Avua, to Elche Kinder, and Urein Nigelach Deiris, then you're Mahalchim Ben Oimdim Ha'ela, or as the Rebbe Zachar Ber Belzis, because Yogi Leinu famously says, "V'shinantim levanech v'dibarto if a proper chinuch, then leman yirbu yimeichem v'mei b'neichem alo adoma." Right? Ki mei hashamayim ala oras. Even when you're in b'chin hashamayim, you're still living here, as Chazal say that. Avraham Avinu Rashi says, "Someone who leaves erlich kinder is as if he's living eternally." This is a schar in l'mhab. But the ikar I want to talk about is the schar ilm hazeh down here in this world, especially in Chodesh El. Because we read Chodesh El before lifnei yom bo yom hagadol v'anoyr of the din, and kadmoinim say, I've said this many times, that Rachayim brings this, the Reishis Chachma brings it, the Shalom Kodesh brings it. Paul success in Mishlei v'loshin rako tishbar gorim, and they. Tishbor Gorem, Tishbor says, Vatinoik Yashel Beis Rabba, Gezeris Rois Mevat. It is Chat Vashon Gezeris Ro on the Kal, as we see Nebuchadnezzar in the. This Ram Shor was giving a drush, someone just told me over. And he said, Amol, Migehert, the Shoifer, Rosh Hashanah, Chazal, Minig became El. Today, ever since Lag Ba'imir, every month, every week, we hear another Shoifer blowing to wake us up to Urishin Ridasu. Through the idea of chinuch, proper chinuch, is the shaber gorim, and I have no time to shmooze, but there's a svarim akdoish was brought that the mitzvah of shinantel vanech of chinuch, one of the unique mitzvahs that the schar mitzvah by Alma, you get rewarded in this world. Pashat a pasuk, mi pi oilim v'yoinkim yosadat ta'oiz. There's no chodesh el before the din of Rosh Hashanah. There's no greater uyev umisnakim than the huasot nor yitahara who are malachamovis, who is the mekater ganar tefilis. Umbechlal, there's a gemara about metzia. The gemara says that anyone kolamalamid has been amoretz teira, you teach an amoretz kid teira. Then even if the Eberstein makes a gzeira, you're able to mevatel it. And Nemar, the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, So I thought to myself, I have a friend who's a great speaker, he's a Pemaprig Magolius. He's speaking once to a friar crowd. And people were asking questions afterwards, women liberationists, And they asked him for the Torah's viewpoint, and this fellow was and he gave a brilliant answer. Everyone applauded. But then one wise, chutzpah Yach says, and it's all good that you say these words, but what does your wife do? He has 14 kids, Karar. So he said, my wife runs a home for unwanted children. Azoy, okay, she's a philanthropist and a humanitarian. He said, everyone applaud her. Lemano MS, these are my own kids. But if I throw them out in the street, right, and someone will pick them up, that's, we run for our own family. So Lahoyti Yoker Mizoil, right, which by the way, Reb Tzadik says in Tzitzkes HaTzadik, is the Iker, the only Kavon of our generation, because the Mashiach. It applies to your own kids also. You put them out in the street to come up and you have this power. To understand this, what I'm talking about, let me just be Maktim, a Maisa Neiro, Niflut, Haflu fellow, which the Tolner Rebbe said, and he was a Bacher in the Yeshiva Kechem Yankov, the Shibini Yeshiva in Yishalayim. He had a chaver, he did nefesh, called Ramotel Horowitz. And he was an American, whatever, the chosid, he was Ibrigen, Beramachivor, Sagid, was the Beis Yisroel, the Gerab. And he had Gevaldike Kiruvim, Kiddush Rabbah, Shabbos morning, Beis Yisroel used to invite hand-picked few individuals, who were like, Mamish, the grace of a Kurov. And have Kiddush, and he would say, Shmiz of it, whatever. So telling the Rebbe, he was then just a Bacher. And he asked this Motel afterwards, what did the Rebbe say by the Kiddush Rabbah? So he told him, and everyone was leaving, they were packing out, the whole island was one by one going out, and there was a few people left, including him, and the Beis Yisrael turned to one of the people there, and he told him, Pasuk says, Pashas Hazinu, said, Shiches, loy loy bon of mumam. So the Beis Yisrael told him, if a person alain is mashchis, is loy loy, it's not, aber bon of mumim, right, the kinder zenen farfallen, the kids are lost. In other words, you can mess up, aber, and you could later do tshuva, aber, what about your kids? They're farfallen, they're lost. So Tolan Rebbe, a few days later, he happened to be by his Zayda, the old Tolan Rebbe, in Beit Gan. And he was also a Ger Chosid, even though he was a Rebbe. And he asked him, Nuvas Herzog, what do you hear lately? And he told him what this his friend Motel told him that the Rebbe said at the Kiddush Rav. The Tolan Rebbe, I don't know if you know anything about him, he was like, Uy of Yisrael, full of Rachmim, full of extraordinary person. He heard what the Beis Yisrael said, and it was his Rebbe, right? He was shaking. He said, Kenish Gleben, that the Beis Yisrael would say such a word, that a Yid could be farfal. A few days later, the Talmud Rebbe was in Ger, so he asked his grandson to point out the guy who heard it. So he pointed out this Motel, the Chazar of the thing, Shiches, loy loy, for yourself you could find an Eitz, Aber Bon of Mumam, for the kinder, the farfal. And he Chazar over. So they called over one of the mashpakim who was there at the Kiddush Rabbah, one of the Gaboyim, and he said over with the shtikla different. He said the Gabbai remembered that the Beis Yisrael was saying Meila Em, aber vos verzeihen mit the Kinder. Slightly different. It's a bit more less harsh. Called over Motel again, and he still said he maintained that's the way he heard it. So a Gevorn and Gansin barashed. So he asked his grandson. So his grandson proposed. You know what? Go into the Rebbe, write a tzetl, write a kvittel, and you ask. So he told him to write it for him. And when it came, Shichet, loy loy, bon of mumam, he said, just write the goyimer, don't write mumam. You don't want to have a kvittel that has the word mumam on it. So he stood there in the cheder hamtana where he waits to go in, and his grandfather went into the Ger Rebbe. Like 2 seconds later, he walks out. White, and he's running away. He asked him, and the kvittel is still in his hands. I'm just a godless from a person. The kvittel is still in his hands. He said, what happened? He said he walked into the Beit Yisrael. He walked into the Beit Yisrael. He was molly aim of a facha busha to stand in front of the Rebbe and to ask him to have to enfrizuk him. He just ran out. He asked for a bracha and he ran out. Like a 2 second. And he was telling his grandson what happened. Suddenly the Beit Yisrael, the Chvedi of Atzmi, comes out with a smile. You know, the Chvedi was telling the Rebbe, Vosat you give volt. He understood he didn't come ordinary Wednesday just for a bracha, like all of a sudden. So he said, Tol Nerebbe. So Tol Nerebbe said, Kedarki Bakoidish, Kedarki Nerebbe, Kedarki Nerebbe. So the Beis Yisrael didn't answer. It was quietness. He saw the kvittel in his hand. The Beis Yisrael wasn't like, whatever. Just grabbed the kvittel. He read it, that he was asking about this. So the Beis Yisrael was like, Pikpeda. He said, I said this vort to one individual in his ears, right? It's not for Hamoin Am, it's not for everybody. This person, Sheikh Isa, is the kinder than their fafal. So the Rabbi Yochanan just said, like, he says, do you agree with me? He says, how could one say on any Yiddish in the Shama for fallen? Right? Like every Yid. If the father could do tshuva from the Sheikh Isa, so why can't the grand the son do tshuva? So the Beis Yisrael was maskim, yes, he could, right? Or derweile, what the father does has an effect on the child, or the grandchild, whatever, right? And the shvera maisa to undo the hashkasa. And they both agreed, whatever, and he went. Right? So the present Talmud Rebbe said, if the Beis Yisrael said this, knowing that there are other people still in the room, and each one was like tzomet to hear every morsel, he zicher wanted this guy to hear as the effect it has on the kind. He was masking him that there's no Jews for fallen. You could always, the father could do tshuva, the son could do tshuva, the grandson. Or there's a hashcha, there's a pagam in that's caused by the father in the children. Narvas, meruba, me the toiva, me the peronos, right? And therefore could have a. And behemoth. Kadaika Shaper, this what I said that everyone could always do tshuva, is be'emes is fasemes. The Beis Yisrael L'chura knows fasemes. Yeah, fasemes in parashas nitzovim on the pasuk umol Hashem likecha es levavcha ves levav zarech. So all the mafarshim ask, why does it have to say umol Hashem likecha es levavcha, your heart, and to the heart of your children? Who the Eibush to? Who the Torah to addressing here? Not Yankel Tadris, whatever. It's addressing every single individual Jew at Soif Kol Adiris Umol Hashem Lekech Levavcha. So if every Jew is included, so Es Levavcha, what do you need Es Levav Zarecha? The Levav Zarecha is also part of Kol Hashem Levavcha. Elamai, this was Emes, when the father does tshuva, that has an effect not only on him, but the Me'ele, the Levav Zarecha. When the Emes, this is kosher, this week's parasha, you read about Ben Soir Rumeir. And Chazal say, according to one day, Ben Sari Ramayra, Lehoyev Le'asad Liyis, right? Then the Gemara brings another day, which seems to be conflicted. Rabbi Yonason says, Anira Isiv Yashaftiv Al Kibri. I saw it, Ben Sari Ramayra, and I sat in his grave. Mole Kashas. Number one Kashas. First of all, if Rabbi Yonason says, I saw him, I was there, I was at his grave, I saw the Matzeva, yeah? First of all, what Rabbi Yonason doing there was a Koyin. That's another issue. Put that aside, right? Put all the other, that's the Zaitig issues. How could the Chachom and Tanakama argue? And I'm at see it. This is a fact. You can't argue when you put Eid, you give Eidus. Number one. Number two, as everybody asks, Rebbe asks this in the real. How could rabbis argue on a Metzias? You want to argue on Halacha, you can say Eliv Eliv Chaim. Was there or was there not a Metzias of a Ben Zayir Amir? It's not Shaykh to Machalikas. Number three, Mashkiach asks, how, if the Torah is Kaveya the Metzius, and the Torah is the Keli, the blueprint through which the Eibishter created the world, so if it says in Torah, Dinam of Ben Zayir Umayr, right, how could there not be a Ben Zayir Umayr in the world? In the blueprint, there's a Ben Zayir Umayr. Moreover, what's Pshat Droish V'Kabel Schar Darshan? And you'll get, in other words, it's totally irrelevant, it's totally impossible. The tznoyim of being a Ben Zayir Umayr, you have to have the father and the mother, shavim b'marah, shavim b'kol, shavim b'koyma, You ever see a have you ever seen in your life a father and mother who are the same height, same vision, same kol? If the father and mother have the same kol, either a man's voice or a woman's voice, someone there ain't going to have a child. So the Abishtha, okay, fine, great. Hello, Rabbi. Yes. So I got your, yeah? So in other words, the Abishtha made a law, which is totally out of reality. Why? So ask the Satmar of, you mean there's nothing left in Torah and Bavli, Yerushalmi, in any part of Torah that I could darshan to get schar in a mitzvah where there's nafkamina, lach lamaisa? You have to make up impossible scenarios. Yeah. And a Dorish, so felt what the darshan in Torah, you covered everything, every possible Dorish you've already done. Right? Moreover, let me ask you a fifth kasha. Rabbi Yehuda, however he did it, whatever, but he ashafti al kivri. Have you no place in Eretz Yisrael to go to daven on Kivrei Tzadikim, to the cave of a Menseir Rambir? Hello? To the Koysel, whatever, right? To Kevin Rochel, you go to Tafka the Menseir Rambir, you gotta find. And you're easily Rosh Aftalkin. Says the Mashgiach, Meiridik. That's what I'm saying. Every Nisham is a, this is a Talmud Rebbe Shita. Every Nisham is a Chelik El Kamim Al Mamish. It's therefore impossible that a Jew could reach a level where he loses his tikva to be chayzer l'ber. Impossible. And therefore the Eibishter Dafka gave us laws of Mitzrayimur, which are physically impossible to fulfill. By the way, not only do they have to be shoved in the koyma, who has to bring him to Bezdin? The father and the mother. You ever see a Yiddish mother is willing to bring up her child to a Bezdin? They should stone him to death. Befrat. Here's even worse. Who is this mother of Ben Zayir? Rashi tells us. 2 minutes ago, she had a shiksa. Uvachsa zaviyah v'simeor. Oymila eitz oviyatav. Hello? And now, 2 minutes later, she's going and bringing up her kid to be stoned to death. Hello? No, the Torah wanted to tell you that it can't be such a mitzvah. Because there's no such thing as a Jew beyond hope, beyond redemption. And therefore, Rabbi Yonis, I saw a guy who was a rebellious kid who ate drank the Italian wine and ate the meat and whatever, a glutton, a cocaine addict, whatever, right? And he did tshuva via shafti al kivri. It can't be the argument of Metzius. Via shafti al kivri, I daven there because Baal tshuvas are greater than tzaddikim, etc., etc. This is all great. And therefore, that's pshat. Why was it written Drush v'kabel schar dash like dear Hashem v'uzi bakshu fun of Tomid with every day, twice a day lechomer libu bakshu ponayas panecha avaya vakish. This is the drish of a yid chaydish elul to come close to the Eibishter, whatever your matzav is. Okay, this is all the Talmud Rebbe Shita. There was the basis of Yisrael Gemint that as a Jew Nebuch reaches as a his dardur as a shchosel, right, that it affects his children. Now the simple pshat in fathers having parents having an effect on children, and there's the oymek pshat, the derish, the soyden. The first deal with the simple pshat, which is self-evident. It's glaringly, blatantly obvious. Children, they say in the secular, everyone, children are natural mimics, right? They learn by example. Whatever they see, but the Zohar says this. The Zohar HaKadosh says the parsha of the Scharan. V'shinantum levanecha v'dibartobo. It says that shinantum levanecha u'tedaber. Speak to the kid. Tell him. V'dibartobo means you have to live a certain fashion. And then automatically, by osmosis, the child will follow. There's some sefer, in Drosha, some sefer, Amir de Gavart and Pesa. He says, you know, in the Haggadah, the Rosha, afat ha'haki yeshinov, what's pshat? He says, Amol the Paz says, Avos achlu boysar, v'shinei bonim taker, whatever. Yeah? What happened here? He says, Amol the father is one of these cold yidn. He keeps Shabbos, keeps kashrus, comes to shul 3 times a day. Basic Jerusalem he keeps. But he's cold. He stands there like a glumpy heart. There's no Islavis, no varmkeit, no passion. And the kid sees it. The father doesn't know if it's coming or going. It never goes to a shir, never hears musr, never does have a rav. He does. He goes to shul. Hey, one of these, you know. So the emes is from this kind of father, you get a son of the rush. Not vos. The father is eating. You think the kid, the son, is not bikurus. The father is tikkul apikurus, but he's eating boister. In other words, apikurus has not developed. He's just paralyzed in a whatever, in a certain frame. And so when it says halichim sefer, he says when it says haki efshinav doesn't only go on the rosh, it goes to the father. You're sitting with your son, the rosh at the seder, right? Haki efshinav, because there must have been chisorin in you. And therefore, the previous Baba Rav Shlomo would say, even every normal parent wants their kid to be erlich, to be a shemayim, to be a talmid chacham, to be a balmidis, to be a tzaddik, to be a whatever. Right? Even if your kavona in acting a certain way in front of your children is not totally shem shemayim, you want that as a good shidduch, you want to boast that you're, it's also, if the kavona is for the sake of your children, you're doing these things. It's also nishkeferel. Be'emes, the Kedushas Yontif says, Rebbe's father, that's why Avram was so much asking the Eberster for children, because Avram was like an onuf, an ich offer ve'efer, and he thought, everything I do is bepumbi, befrahesia, in front of people, is in farsim, alikus in the world, and maybe there's a paniya, maybe there's this midas aspirus, maybe I'm getting, but if I have children that have a head to do everything I do for the sake of my children, there's a famous word I've said like 1,000 times, Hanistoris Lashem Alekin. What you do in Chedri Chadorim, that's between you and Debish. Vahaniglis, you're doing a mitzvah, do it in front of your kids. Vahaniglis Lonul Vaneno, and then it becomes Ad Oilum. There's actually a Noyam Begodim, which is awesome. Noyam Begodim says, even if Pesadar Roshu, your Ichel, whatever, you violate terribly Surim, don't do it in front of your kids. Because the kids will learn. Do it Bechadri Chador. You know whatever. Ain't too good, I'm not like whatever. Don't, it's a teach in the pasuk. That one is what I'm talking about. Va'osu lohem tzitzis al kanfei bigdechem. What it tzitzis means to yotzis, or porach, to have children who grow, who blossom. How is that? Al kanfei bigdechem. What does the word knaf mean? Like in the pasuk, lo yikonof oid meracha, to conceal. Al kanfei big dechem, it's a very radical pshat. Big dechem, the word buigid, right? If you conceal your begida, your rebellion against the Eibishter, right? Why should you do that? For the sake of your kids. What? One second. Hold everything. I know that. You know, wait. So that's the pashtus, right? That. The first lesson in Chinuch is what they call in Ivrit, Dugma Ishit. Example, be a role model. Right? There is actually a, Der Mendel Linsker, the father of the Rapshitzer, says, that's Prat and Pasuk, by Avram it says, Ki Yadaitiv, Lamana Shi Yitzav, Esbonov, Esbezi Acharov, Lishmer Derech Hashem, Vishamru. It should have said, Vitishmeru. They will. Vishamru means Viderech Meila. If you act Erlich, as a role model, then b'derechum eila, you don't need a umbeemes. I saw in a sefer, Zarat Yosef, a new sefer from one of the big care of Mashpim. But by the laws of Ben Seira Meirin, the head of Ayin Aleph, it says by Ben Seira Meirin, v'lo yishmeilav, right? They don't listen. So the Gemara says, so echad mehem cheirish en inasu Ben Seira Meirin. If the father or the mother was deaf, the kid doesn't become a Ben Seir Remer. So everyone says, well, what is, the son is not listening. What do they got to do with the state of the hearing of the father and mother? Says Imre Emes, a Meirid Digavort, because since Miteva Uilum, that children follow and mimic their parents, so Bim'ela, if one of the parents, a father or mother, is deaf to the Abishter, right, then B'derech Me'ela, you understand why the child will Yishmu'elov, and therefore he's an onus, and you can't have any, right? By Avram Avinu, it says, right, that he was punished. Anything that Avram Avinu did personally in Achlas Orchim, the Eibishter paid back. He brought the food, right? Therefore, the Eibishter b'chvedev atzmi gave us the money. That which he sent, yukach no mat mayim through a shliach, right? Then the Eibishter gave them through Moshe, and the Vayachas Hasel, and the whole... Shtelzach HaKlotz Kasha. Why did he not do everything personally? Rashi said, Chazal said, he wanted to be mechanich Yishmol and keep Echazar. Is that an aveira? It's a bad thing? So why was he punished? His kavana was Ritzuya. Is the Chalaya Klal Godel in Chinuch? If you would do it personally, it would have more effect on your son than getting him to bring door. Where do you see this in Parshas Halacha? There's a Gemara in Eruv in Daf Pei Beis. A woman can make an Eruv Chatzeris. When she makes an Eruv, she could take her little child with her. He's automatically included in the Eruv, right? Frek Toysfis. Chazal say, Ein Ma'arvin Olil Serech Mitzvah. What's this 2-year-old little toddler? What Serech Mitzvah is he doing? Right? So, therefore, says Toysfis, she's going to a Beis Oval, or a Beis Hamishta, right? She's Mekayim with the mitzvah, even by schlepping her little kid, her little toddler, with her. Says Rameir Arik, in his Agos Tal Teira, Muchuch Deshayech Mitzvah Schinuch Koten Leilich Imel Beis Oval Beis Hamishta. What's he want? Why do you think this? When a cotton goes to a Beis Oval, or a cotton, Rahman al-San, or a cotton goes to a Sameach Sheverach, Sameach Hosn Kal. What is the cotton actually going to do to Menachem the Oval or Sameach Hosn Kal? Absolutely zero. Right? So why is this a mitzvah? Right? This is what Tosfos is saying, even having your child witnessing you doing a mitzvah, that's part of Chinuch. Actually, it's a gorgeous word from the Tiferes Von. It says, and he says, so I'm only have a guy, comes to shul, davins, whatever, in house, whatever, has kids sitting around him. He said, I get a klotz, a goylem, he doesn't, not this live anything. Why is there an kiyel ish ben soyer meira? Because einenu shemeya bekol ovakim. He doesn't hear his father davening. He doesn't hear his mother making brachas. He doesn't hear brachas and then he doesn't hear an asher yotzer. He doesn't hear shem shemayim shgura b'fiem, and therefore he goes. It's always written on the kids. The shin of Arad, the Yecheskel said, when he was a little boy, a little child, he had a chaver, and his father used to give him like mamre to daven with a bren, with a kol ram, with the slavos, never to leave the shul, the besmedrash. And the Divrei Chaim let this little kid alone. Kid's a kid, let him play. So eventually his chaver lost his halchayis in davening. This is why. Because the kid got older and he saw the way the father davened. And I saw my father, the Divrei Chaim, daven, Mr. Nefesh, Grish Reish, right? It was B'derech M'Ela. You don't have to do anything about it. Okay, I'm not going to go through. There's hundreds of rayas to this idea. Right. This is all in Derech HaPshat. In Derech HaOymev, we said, this Pshat Remez Rosh and Sod in Chinuch. Pshat is not only what your child sees by example, by way of role model. A person does something b'chadri chadorim, in l'toive in the mutiv, that will have an effect on his child. I'll give you an example, in a good sense. By Avraham Avinu, it says, Lech Lecha, in Eretz Yisrael, Eschol Chagod, you'll have children. In Chutz La'aretz, you won't have children. Can I ask you a simple question? Hayipolem Hashem Dover. Could the Eibush not have made that Avraham Avinu should have children in Chutz La'aretz? Yes. What's Shomes all your riddle? Narpshat is the Chaim Valojiner said this in Ruach HaChaim. Why Avraham Avinu went through Asor and Yonis to be mashrish in the Teva of all Klal Yisrael? It's just nefesh for the Eibusher. And therefore, when you see even an Amoritz, a Kal Shebekalim, as Alter Rebbe says, is Moisir Nefesh not to give up Yiddishkeit? Not because of Grisa Tzadi, because he has it Mushrish as a Yid from Tevri, Zera from Yitzhak Yankov. That is the nature of a Jew. Right? Therefore, the Eibusher wanted that Avram should have to undergo one Nisoyan after the other Nisoyan. So by the time his child is born, the Teva of the nine, whatever, of the early Nisoyanis, should now be mushrish in Zera Yisrael. You see that for good. The other side of the equation, the pasuk in this week's parsha, ubi'arto arami kirbecha, kol Yisrael yishmi viro. So this form of tashim tais, brought about the slonim of Rishen Rishmul mikaminka, ubi'arto, when the father gets rid of the rami kirbecha, it's be kirbecha, no one else sees it, it's b'chadri chadorim. Then people will listen to you. I'll give you a simple example, a practical example. People are tearing their hair out. Why? There's so many problems today with kids, teenagers off the beaten track. But just speaking to Choshev Yingerman this week, simple, I guess 100 reasons. One of them I said, Poshut, it brought in all this forum, the Kabbalah from Mendel Rimdiver. A person is in business, and he makes money. And the money is tainted. It's gazzled, it's whatever taint it is. All kinds of rip-offs and cutting moral corners, which the fellow would never do when it comes to a shaylin or a chayim your day, and kashrus, whatever. And choshimish, but everything is swept under the carpet. So we have a Kabbalah, the Yisoscha brings, the Satmar Rebbe in Devriyil brings in a Ribu Mekoymus, the Koyach HaPoel Benifel, and then he sends his kid to the best chinuch money could buy, and he builds with the money that stuck that he gives, Moizis Mefu'orim L'Shem Ultil Deveres. You should know from Mar, from something which is bitter, nothing good comes out. And that's why the reason why it says in Sforum that Avraham Avinu refused to take money from Sodom, from Mitzrayim he took. But Gezel, Gegandvet the Geld, right? That he wouldn't take from Sodom. Val derech ze you find Moiritika, the Moiritika Sforum, by the Mabul, it says, Kimol ha'oretz, Ketkel Basar Balafanai, Kimol ha'oretz chomet lefneim, Kini mashkizim. Say Chazal, loy nigzer gzardinam el ala gezel. There are 1,000 other things wrong. Don't get me wrong. But the gzardin was the gezel. Why dafke gezel? Because we never close the door on a person. Maybe he'll do tshuva. Maybe the kinder will do tshuva. Sometimes people are saved not in their schus, but in the schus of kinder. Rashi says in the pasuk, vayarki in ish, because he saw they'll know tzaddikim. How do we know? Maybe from the dor amabul, dos mishchosim, will come out something good. Oh, when the Eibishter saw chomos, kneva, right? Then there's no tzaddikim coming from them, and then that was nivzer gzadin. V'chein rabbis. Okay. Oh my, I can't believe this time. Okay, now we can begin the shir. I want to start. V'hektim. I have no time. Let's say I can speak hours. In this. Let's go through the see this idea of children, of parents affecting children. Everyone knows that siyum of Masechta Sukkah. Remember the story? The Masechta Sukkah ends off with the Chalukah of Lechem Apanim was given on the Tzofet Zayit, except for Mishmeres Bilga, because there was a lady called Miriam Bas Bilga, and she married a Greek officer, right? And went to Shmad, basically. Yeah? And she took her shoe, and she banged on the Mizbeach, and said, Lucas, Admosai at the Mechalim in Yisrael, you're eating up the money of Yidden, right? You don't help us, you're not Bechaper. When the Chum heard banging on the shoe, they were soysim, chaloino. Says the Gemara, because of her, you punished the whole whatever. Says the Gemara, shusta dienuka idavu adimet. Whatever a kid says is either he heard it from the father or heard it from the mother. And because of one family, right? Says the Gemara, is oila rosh velishchenei, toiv lasadik vtev lishchenei. And then the Gemara feels at the pasuk, shenema imru lasadik ki toiv ki pirim alav yachid. Now, the end of the pasuk has nothing to do with Tevla Tadik with Tevla Shchein. Just got angered. Hello? I didn't say you want Simon B'Toyv. It would have ended off Tevla Tadik with Tevla Shchein. Genuk. What's this pasuk? Imru Latzadik Ki Toyv Ki Pi Malav Yechil. So I saw a beautiful vort from one of the Baba Vera Shishivas. I said it a siyum in front of the Baba Vera. We always mekasher the end of Masechta at the beginning. The beginning, the first Mishnah in Sukkah, deals with the Hakshar of a Sukkah. How many walls does a sukkah need?
Three.
But not really three, two and a bit. And a tefach. Why do you need two and a bit? What's the connection between them? Behektim. There's a famous medrash that Rabbi Yonusen brings in quite a few places. The Yismach Moshe brings it, B'shem Nikim Lusyankim, B'shem whatever. Tzadikim. The fun, a medrash plea. Why was Eiv Misraim al Yisurim? He was Misraim al Yisurim. He was complaining, crexing all the terrible Yisurim he had, right? Yes. On Achero Basuka Basuka Basukais Gimel Pam. When he saw Basuka, you have three Dfanis in a Sukkah, really two and a bit. Then he stopped complaining. This is one of these midrashim. How do you eat it? Right. So the emes is, Chazal say, why did Eiv suffer, right? Because his kids were no goodniks. They were mushchosim. They were whatever, right? They made a mishta every day. They were living a life of caves. And Eiv brought up oilus to mechaper for his kids' sins. And the Zohar says, for whatever reason, the Eivish didn't want his korbonos, right? But Eiv had a taina. Why should I suffer because of my children? Meila look good. Brahma zakavu. But I should suffer because of my children's averus. Nervos. I'm going to think very bekitzer nimrus. There's a Gemara in Baba Metzia, Baba Kamba Daf Yud Zayin. A Tarnagolus is menadeh from place to place. And it's, what do you call it again? Flapping its wings, and it caused the ruach, and the ruach caused, right, to break the kalim. What's the din? What's the halacha? Sumcha says you gotta pay nezek shalom. Fool it. Chacham say chotzi nezek. Says you are bishlam. I understand sumchis because sumchis held koyach kegufi. So the koyach, the wind that came from the, it's, as if the tanagol. Oh, but Chacham say chotzi nezek. Right. So if it's if they hold koyach is lav kegufi damya. Right. Gornish says you are the oilam. They hold koyach is kegufi. Comes the hilchus of the halacha mishmisinai of tzoyrus and knocks it down to half. Hello, maybe it should be fakert. Maybe the chacham hold that koyche is lav kegufo idamya, right? And what if it half because of the hilchus of the halacha mishmisinai? Chatzin the doctors. Good kasha. The rush asks this kasha. I'm Baba Kama. The answer is very, very simple. Because the principle is that the halacha l'mesh b'sinai always comes l'greyesa, to lessen, not to make more. How do I know this? Sukkah. Basukkah is, right? It should be either four or three, comes halacha l'mesh b'sinai and knocks it down to a tefach. Is the charaya that the halacha l'mesh always comes l'greyesa, right? You with me? Is the charaya that therefore it can't say Chacham hold koyche is lav kegufi dam. Hello, it must be everybody holds both of the chachamim that koyche is what kegufi. Yes, and that I learned from what sukkah, and that is the maskifin haschol ashlam also. Once you say that koyche is kegufi, what's more of a person koyche than his children? Koyche vereishis ayin, right? And therefore, if the child does something. Right? If a father does something, they'll have an effect on the child. Right? And therefore, Miriam Bas Bilga, the whole... By the way, just Derek Agav, who was Bilga? Anybody out there? Anyone Jewish? Anyone like Torah, Bible, Tanakh? Hello? Bilga in Divrei Yamim was the father of the Mishmer, of that whole Mishmer. One of the, right? He wasn't Miriam's father. You see your passport. Hello, how many generations before? Is chraya that has something in 10 generations before, whatever it is, has an effect on later generations. Why? Because all kegufay, right? Hello? There's a chmsoifer, I got no time to elaborate. Oh, this chmsoifer says whenever you see a kid who's off, when you see someone's off, you don't find anyone who goes to Avodah Zarah, goes to Shmad, unless the father had, the father or the 10 generations before, had a machshav of Avodah Zarah. So Sefer says, that people read, dear, like, theology, philosophy, whatever, I'll shvarts your, whatever, ologies, right? And that causes the children, it makes psukim, the whole drash of Sefer, whatever. That's why, for nothing else, the Gemara says, the Kiddushin, machshav of Avodah Zarah, and the Kiddushin, the only thing is what? Avodah Zarah. The man tfeis Yisrael b'libam, why Avodah Zarah is different? Because everything else, I wanted to murder a guy. I got so angry. But I did murder him. So the Bible, nothing happened. Avodah Zarah, you don't say that. The machshav Avodah Zarah of Minus will have an effect. Right? So Miriam Bas Bilga, right? She's miyuchis to the Roisha, whatever, the Mishmeres. Like, I don't know how many hundreds of years before, right? And therefore, you see this from the beginning of the Masechta, that koichi is kegufei. Right, parents and children are organically linked, and one has an effect on the other. By the way, I have no time to elaborate. Something that was a moody to give up. She went and married a sheikh. It's an oral, right? An avodah zarah, and Chazal didn't cancel her mishmeres. The fact that she took her shoe and Lucas, right? The Satmar Rebbe says gur bepashtus. It's a very simple balabatish answer. How did Chazal know that shusa dinuka de vodeiva? You've never seen people who have bechira chafra. You don't see kids who go off, and the parents of mamish sadikim find it. That's not a halacha psukim, right? Just because a kid who's 29 years old decides to whatever go off to be trapped doesn't necessarily mean that. Nervos. Shusa dianuka, something that a child is saying. A child is going to das. Okay, even make if he's saying like a catchism, a phrase, or whatever, you know it came from his parents because he wouldn't have thought it himself. Now, I want to ask you something. Lucas, wolf, talking to the Mizbeach, because it's Shevet Binyamin, whatever, Binyamin Zev. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Really? I got news for you. The Imre Chaim said, I'm already divorced. What did they do to her? They closed, they got rid of, they used, what's the expression were? The ring, you know, they closed, and they were soysim the chalim. Said the Imre Chaim, Moiri de Gavort. What she's saying is a gewaldige thing. She's tying to the Eibishter. Right? Look at the Mesiras Nefesh of Kal Yisrael, the geld that they spend for mitzvahs, for tztokas, for chinuch habonim, for our esrik. Gewaldig. Right? And they have carbonis, is that, yeah? Nervos, right? But the problem was, why isn't the Mesiras Nefesh, why isn't it pay off that all of us should be blessed with Bona Chaim Ezeinu, we're suffering? Said the Vision of the Rebbe, Meiridig, Kovu Estabasa means Chazal said, look, even the Sitrachr, even the Mashas who married a Shegas and Oral, she also understands the Mesiras Nefesh of Eden for Torah Mitzvahs. So the Tabas, the Bilosh Matpeya Shetav HaChomim, the Oishprach, right? The Mesiras Nefesh, that the Chom kept. Aber Vesosm was Chaloina, her vision, her window, her perspective, that is Treif. That she didn't realize that everything that we're alive today is only in the schus of our Mesiras Nefesh for Yiddishkeit. But anyway, the Satan Rebbe said so, right? It's a meridic thing. Why did they have kindness in her, right? They didn't have kindness when she got married to a Shegetz. Hello? So the Satan Rebbe, the fact that she got married to a Shegetz, maybe she had a Yitzhara, maybe she's an older person, whatever. But when she said, Lucas, who could have passed? She said that. Her Shviger, the Shiksa, they're worried about Mamoinim Shel Yisrael. Think about it. They're Shkatsim, they're revulsive, they hate Eden. They're not interested how much money Eden spend in Torah Mitzvahs. That she heard from her father and mother. Ooh. So therefore, that had a negative effect. Right? There's actually a mashak, I have no time to elaborate in Bishefer. That which a person is a bas kuyin, he's tochel livna, it's zavi mechalelas. And therefore, the Gemara says you could call a Roshanta Rosho bar bas Rosho. Rosho. How do you know? There are those people having a tehara. That's not the father. Obrik, he saw from day one, is the chayah, that's her teva. It's not something that she chose later. How do you know it's her, right? Once it's a teva, where did it come from? That's the vuod imi. That comes from her father. So the point of the whole business is, since we paskin that koychik agufay, there's an organic link between a person, just think about it, should shudder. By the way, what does it say afterward? After the old parashah of Tzarimera, you stone him to death, v'chol Yisrael. The Kliyakar asked the obvious glaring question. He said, v'chol abonim Yerivyo, a kid is put to death, 13 years old, right? So the children, why are the parents getting so nervous? Oh, if you understand the drosha part of Ben Tzora Meiri, you realize everything, the matzav of children, depends on the parents. In the kind of link. If there's a concern in the kid, look into the father has to look into himself, make a chesh ben anefesh. Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. Yeah? And the point of the story is, if Meruba meet the Teva, when he does tshuva, when he decides to be erlich, when he's, his money is erlich, his davening is erlich, his learning is erlich, then we're zoicha that in that schus of Shaber Gorem, that mevatel all the gzeiris and all of us gebench, and we should be zoicha v'in anachnu v'z zainu v'z zoyte kuloni yoyd shmecha v'loin d'zor zechol d'shmo.